BusConnex transforming city bus services. Renewals to city centre core bus corridor. Emerging preferred route public consultation January 2019. Contents page 1. Bullet 1. Introduction section 1. Bullet 1.1 background. Bullet 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Bullet 1.3 What is BusConnex Dublin? Bullet 1.4 What are the benefits of this project? Bullet 1.5 What does the core bus corridor project entail? Bullet 2 Emerging preferred route section 2. Bullet 2.1 The emerging preferred route for Green Hills to City Centre. Bullet 2.2 Green Hills to City Centre overview. Bullet 2.3 Key facts. Bullet 3 Challenges and mitigations section 3. Bullet 3.1 The challenges. Bullet 3.2 Potential impacts. Bullet 3.3 How we will address those challenges. Bullet 4 The process for the acquisition of land section 4. Bullet 4.1 How the project will progress. Bullet 5 How to take part in the public consultation section 5. Bullet 5.1 Potential impacted lands. Bullet 5.2 General queries. Bullet 5.3 How to engage. Bullet 6 Appendices section 6. Bullet 6.1 Index map. Bullet 6.2 Route maps. Introduction section 1 page 2. 1.1 Background. In June 2018 the National Transport Authority INTA published the Core Bus Corridors Project Report. The report was a discussion document outlining proposals for the delivery of a core bus corridor network across Dublin. It set out the vision for the provision of 230 km of dedicated bus lanes and 200 km of cycle lanes tracks on 16 key bus corridors. Graphic of continuous bus lanes and cycle tracks. 230 km of continuous bus priority and 200 km of cycle tracks lanes provided. Separately in July 2018 the Dublin Area Bus Network redesign, which is a redesign of bus services, started its first public consultation phase. Around 30,000 submissions including signed petitions and online survey responses were received by the end of September. Over the coming months all of these submissions will be reviewed and assessed. Following that process a revised network design will be published during 2019 for a second public consultation. It is envisaged that the implementation of the final network will take place in 2020. The network redesign can be implemented on the existing road network with some enhancements at key interchange locations. The public consultation for the 16 radial core bus corridors will now take place on a phased basis from November 2018 until May 2019. Each phase will be for a set number of corridors to be consulted on over a period of months. These public consultations phases will be the start of a detailed process of engagement and communication, all of which will take place prior to detailed designs being finalized and planning permissions sought. This document is one of a series of 16, each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the emerging preferred route from start to finish with supporting route maps. It explains the step-by-step process for engagement and consultation for potentially impacted property owners and the general public. It also outlines the process for planning and construction of the core bus corridor network, including expected timelines. 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Page 3. Congestion. Congestion is one of the most significant challenges facing the Dublin region and needs to be addressed to safeguard the growth of the Dublin region and keep people moving. Ireland's economic recovery from the recession is seeing significant increases in the number of people working and travelling across Dublin. The number of commercial vehicles continues to rise, as does the number of tourists. The commuter areas surrounding Dublin continue to spread and grow in a low-density manner. Growth areas can only be served in the short and medium term by the bus, as opposed to long-term projects such as rail and lures. At present, bus lanes are in place for less than one-third of a bus journey on the busy corridors. This means buses are competing for space with general traffic and so are affected by the increasing levels of congestion. Growing population. It is predicted that the population for the Dublin region will grow 25% by 2040, bringing it to almost 1.5 meters for the region. This huge growth in population has to be accommodated with a quality public transport system. The bus system can deliver. We need to invest in the bus system because the bus system is the main component to meet our future transport needs. A good bus system has the reach and flexibility to service all the new housing developments, business parks, hospitals, colleges and retail shops across Dublin. It is a proven solution and is the main form of public transport across Dublin, with 67% of public transport journeys each day made by bus. The bus system carries 3 and 4 times the number of people who travel on Luas or Darton commuter rail. Graphic of forecast population growth in Dublin region showing projected population increase from 1.2 million in 2016 to 1.5 million in 2040, a 25% increase. 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Page 4. People want to cycle. The core bus corridor project is not just about the provision of bus lanes. Under this project we will also deliver 200 kilometers of segregated cycling infrastructure to make cycling safer and more attractive than ever before. This initiative is the foundation of the overall cycle network for the Greater Dublin area. Commuting to work by bicycle has increased by 43% since 2011. Again, this growth represents a clear choice that people are making to cycle. This project will support the trend and is a vital component of creating a sustainable transport system for people across Dublin. Safe cycling facilities across 16 key bus corridors will provide people, families and their children a suitable environment to cycle where they want and when they want. People want to use public transport. The need to build a core bus network is being driven by increases in congestion and also by the significant shift of people choosing to use public transport. People want to use it and should have a reliable and efficient bus system to travel on. Based on 2017 canal cordon figures, over 70% of people travelling into the city each morning do so by sustainable transport modes and mostly by bus. Cars only account for 30% of travel into the city centre each day, and therefore the amount of road space allocated to sustainable transport needs to reflect that position. Graphic of Dublin Canal Cordon 2017 statistics 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Bullet 211,416 people crossed the canal inbound between 7 and 10 a.m. Bullet over half of all morning journeys into the city are on public transport. Bullet 107,160 people came into the city centre by bus, train or Luas. Bullet 12,447 people cycled in, the highest number ever. Bullet 25,000 people walked. Mode share for walking is 11.8%. Bullet 70% used sustainable modes. Bullet private cars carried under 30% of people for the first time. Bullet the more people use sustainable modes of transport, the less congestion. Bullet public transport also reduces the amount of greenhouse gases and other emissions. 1.3 What is Boost Connects Dublin? Page 5. Boost Connects Dublin is a major investment program to improve public transport in Dublin. It aims to overhaul the current bus system in the Dublin through a 10-year program of integrated actions to deliver a more efficient, reliable and better bus system for more people. Bullet building a network of new bus corridors to make journeys faster and more reliable. Bullet new network of cycle lanes tracks. Bullet redesign of the Dublin area bus network to provide a more efficient network with high frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. Bullet develop a state-of-the-art ticketing system. Bullet implementation of a cashless payment system. Bullet simple fare structure. Bullet new bus livery providing a common style across different operators. Bullet new bus stops and shelters with better signage and information. Bullet provision of bus-based park and ride sites in key locations. Bullet transitioning to a new bus fleet with low-emission vehicle technologies. 1.4 What are the benefits of this project? Page 6. Journey time savings. The core bus corridor project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on each corridor. Dedicated bus lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability. Improved journey times and reducing the amount of time people spend commuting will make bus travel more attractive and reduce our reliance on car travel. The more convenient the bus system is, the faster the modal shift will be for people from the car to the bus. Not only will current bus users and cyclists benefit, but future commuters will be able to avail of a better system as the improved bus and cycle lanes are built. Accessibility for all. Accessibility is about people's ability to reach the destinations and services they want to get to. This means both people's level of mobility and the costs of travelling. There are many tens of thousands of people across Dublin who cannot drive a car, do not have a car and are completely reliant on the bus service. The bus lane improvements will enhance accessibility for the elderly and mobility impaired, because all buses are accessible and bus stops, bus shelters and footpaths will support easy boarding and disembarking of the buses. Better cycling facilities. This project will see the provision of much-needed cycling facilities around the city region. Across the 16 radial bus corridors there will be over 200 km of high-quality cycling facilities provided. These new or improved cycle lanes will be segregated from bus lanes and general traffic where feasible. Graphic of journey time savings. Boost Connects journey times save up to 40-50% on current journey times. Future journey times without Boost Connects would be greater. 1.4. What are the benefits of this project? Page 7. Pedestrians and local urban centers. In addition to bus lanes and cycling facilities, this project is an opportunity to enhance and improve local areas. This project is focused on making things better for commuters and communities around the bus corridors. Along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings. Funding and investment for local urban centers with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. Building a sustainable city and addressing climate change. By providing a better bus system for Dublin, we can make it a more attractive place to live, work and visit. A good public transport system is vital to support the economic activity of any city and can also address the need to improve air quality and reduce CO2 emissions. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for the government, and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. 1.5. What does the Core Bus Corridor Project entail? Page 8. The Core Bus Corridor Project proposes the provision of 230 kilometres of bus lanes on 16 of the busiest bus corridors and 200 kilometres of cycle lanes and tracks, as published in the discussion document, Core Bus Corridor Project Report, June 2018. The layout below shows the arrangement that we are seeking to achieve on each corridor. However, this optimal layout is difficult to achieve in practice, and we have proposed alternative solutions in various places to deliver the required bus and cycling lanes. Bus lanes are needed to make the current and future bus system operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. Our intention is to develop these bus corridors so that each will have continuous bus priority, in other words, a continuous bus lane in each direction, as well as maintaining two general traffic lanes. In addition, we also want to provide safe cycling facilities, segregated where possible from other vehicular traffic. This will remove the delays currently experienced, which will grow worse as congestion increases. Graphic of optimum road layout showing a footpath, cycle track, bus lane and traffic lane in both directions. Radial core bus corridors emerging preferred routes, page 9. Graphic of radial core bus corridors and emerging routes. These include 1. Clonriffen to city centre. 2. Swords to city centre. 3. Ballymune to city centre. 4. Finglas to Piachibikspoorugh. 5. Blanketstone to city centre. 6. Lucan to city centre. 7. Leafe Valley to city centre. 8. Clondalkin to Drimna. 9. Green Hills to city centre. 10. Tallaght to Terenure. 11. Kimmage to city centre. 12. Rathfarnham to city centre. 13. Bray to city centre. 14. Duke de Ballsbridge to city centre. 15. Blackrock to Merion. 16. Ringson to city centre. Emerging preferred route, section 2, page 10. 2.1. The emerging preferred route for Green Hills to city centre. The emerging preferred route set out in this consultation document was identified following an assessment of various alternatives. The route selection process involved identification and consideration of possible options, taking account of criteria including local impacts on property frontage, existing traffic patterns and broad assessment of environmental impacts. A feasibility report setting out details of the assessment work undertaken is available on www.boostconnects.ie. Arising from that work, an emerging preferred route has been identified for this corridor, and public feedback on that proposal is now sought. It is important to know that this option is not adopted yet. Only following this consultation and review of the submissions received will a decision on the final preferred route be made. 2.2. Green Hills to City Centre Overview. The Green Hills Core Bus Corridor CBC commences on Belgarde Square West at the junction with Cookstone Way. From here, the CBC is routed along Belgarde Square West and Belgarde Square North as far as the junction with Belgarde Road. At this point, the CBC enters the Institute of Technology Tallaght campus and follows the existing internal road through the campus, exiting at the existing junction on Green Hills Road. From here, the CBC is routed along the R819 Green Hills Road, Ballymount Avenue, Carmound Road, and Walkinstone Road as far as the junction with the R110 Long Mile Road. It is proposed to reel in the existing Green Hills Road in two locations on this section, along an existing road reservation between Parkview and Three Park Road, and through Ballymount Industrial Estate by way of extending both Ballymount Avenue and Carmound Avenue to connect to Green Hills Road at new signalized junctions. From the junction of the R110 Long Mile Road and the R819 Walkinstone Road, the CBC is routed along the R110 Drimna Road, Crumlin Road, Dolphin's Barn, Cork Street, St. Luke's Avenue, the Coombe, and Dean Street to the junction with the R137 Patrick Street. The CBC is then routed along Patrick Street and Nicholas Street to the junction with Christchurch Place, where it will join the prevailing traffic management regime in the city centre. 2.2.1 Belgarde Square South to Green Hills Road, Belgarde Square West, Belgarde Square North, Institute of Technology Tall at Access Road. The Green Hills CBC commences at the existing roundabout junction on Belgarde Square South. It is proposed to change the roundabout to a fully signalized junction with improved pedestrian facilities. Belgarde Square West is intended to be a bus-only route not accessible to general traffic. Between Belgarde Square South and Tall at Cross West Broadfield Hall, access to and from these buildings and neighboring developments will still be permitted from Belgarde Square West. Bus traffic across Old Blessington Road will be controlled by bus gate traffic light system. Access to and from the Old Blessington Road to Belgarde Square West will be permitted. It is proposed to change the roundabout junction on Belgarde Square North at the Toilet Hospital entrance and Cookstone Way to a fully signalized junction to accommodate new bus lane and pedestrian facilities. The roundabout junctions at Belgarde Square East and at Belgarde Road will also be replaced with new signalized junction arrangements. From Belgarde Road, it is proposed to route the bus corridor through the grounds of the Institute of Technology Tall at Eat. It is intended to change one of the inbound lanes on the entry road to a contraflow bus lane. It proposed to provide new bus stop facilities within the campus. The IT junction with the Green Hills Road is currently an uncontrolled priority junction. It is proposed to upgrade this junction to a fully signalized junction with pedestrian crossing facilities. 2.2.2 Green Hills Road to Walkinstone Roundabout, Green Hills Road, Burley Mount Avenue, Carmound Road, back to rejoin Green Hills Road, page 11. Between the IT access junction and the junction with Maybury Road along the Green Hills Road, it is intended to provide one bus lane, one traffic lane and a cycle track in both directions. To accommodate the road cross-section, it is proposed to utilize limited land take along this section on the west side of the existing Green Hills Road, with some limited short sections of land take likely also on the east side. To improve the operation of the existing junction and minimize land take, it is proposed to introduce a right turn band from Green Hills Road to the entrance to Harvey Norman Store and right turn band from the Green Hills Road to Hibernian Industrial Estate. Access from Harvey Norman to Green Hills Road will be maintained at the junction. Right-turning vehicles for Harvey Norman will be directed to the Ayrton Road junction. At this junction, vehicles will be able to turn right and access the Harvey Norman store from this road. Right-turning vehicles for the Hibernian Industrial Estate will be directed to the next junction at Agnelli Motor Park, where full access will be maintained. Between Maybury Road and Timon Lane, it is proposed to undertake major changes to the local road network. South Dublin County Council has identified this section of Green Hills Road for upgrade under their current county development plan. It is intended to implement some of these road construction works as part of this scheme. The existing Green Hills Road will be retained as an access road for Parkview Estate. A new Green Hills Road will be constructed on the green space south of Birchview Avenue and 3 Park Road. Traffic to the old Green Hills Road will be restricted to local traffic only, and movement bans will be proposed to enforce this. This new section of road will be wide enough to accommodate one bus lane, one traffic lane and a cycle track in both directions, with new bus stop and pedestrian crossing facilities. The existing M50 bridge crossing will be retained. However, it will present a width restriction. This crossing may be reviewed in the next design stage. It is currently proposed to maintain one lane of general traffic in each direction. However, bus priority will be achieved through a queue relocation facility on the approaches to the bridge crossing. After the bridge crossing, it is proposed to widen the road again to accommodate one bus lane, one traffic lane and a cycle track in both directions. At Cadine Park, it is proposed to close Green Hills Road to traffic. Traffic will be directed onto a new road link connecting the road to Burley Mount Avenue. The new road will tie back into the existing road networks at Carmound Road. The junction between Burley Mount Avenue and Carmound Road will be upgraded from a roundabout to a signalized junction with improved pedestrian facilities. The bus route will be directed down Carmound Road. The existing road is intended to be widened to incorporate bus and cycle lanes. It is proposed to connect Carmound Road to Green Hills Road with a new link road. It also is proposed to connect the existing Green Hills Road to Carmound Road with a new link road through Carmound Avenue. Some limited land take will be required to construct a new roundabout at this proposed junction. Between the Carmound Road and Walkinstone roundabout, it is proposed to maintain one bus lane, one traffic lane and a cycle track in both directions. This will require limited land take on the south side of Green Hills Road. Some current access arrangements along this section of road will need to be reviewed. It is intended to upgrade the existing roundabout junction to incorporate improved pedestrian and cyclist facilities. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix of this brochure. 2.2.3 Walkinstone Roundabout to Dolphin Road, Walkinstone Road, Drimna Road, Crumlin Road, page 12. On Walkinstone Road between Walkinstone Roundabout and the Long Mile Road, it is proposed to provide one bus lane and one general traffic lane in both directions. There is insufficient space to accommodate dedicated cycle lanes on this section of road. To accommodate this cross-section, it is proposed to utilize land take to west of the Walkinstone Road between Walkinstone Avenue and Kilner Manor Road. Land take to the east of Walkinstone Road may be required between Kilner Manor Road and Long Mile Road. It is proposed to introduce a right turn band from Walkinstone Road to Kilner Manor Road. Kilner Manor Road will remain accessible from Walkinstone Road through Walkinstone Drive. It is also intended to introduce a right turn band for right turning traffic from Walkinstone Road to the southern entrance of the Super Value supermarket. To accommodate cyclists on this section of the route, an alternative cycle route is proposed along Bunting Road and Street. Mary's Road providing a quiet route linking Walkinstone Roundabout with Kildare Road. It is proposed to upgrade the existing Long Mile Road Walkinstone Road junction to provide bus priority signal facilities and improved pedestrian crossing. On Drimna Road it is proposed to maintain one bus lane, one general traffic lane and one cycle track in both directions. To allow this revised cross-section some limited land take from property between Balfour Road and Kildare Road may be required. On Crumlin Road between Kildare Road and Sundrive Road it is intended to restrict the proposed road cross-section to one bus lane and one general traffic lane. Due to width restrictions in the area there is insufficient space to provide dedicated cycle lanes. To accommodate this restricted cross-section it will be necessary to acquire land along Crumlin Road. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix of this brochure. Additional bus stops will be provided along this route. To facilitate cyclists, it is proposed to redirect them through Kildare Road. To improve local safety it is intended to introduce a no-entry signs at the junction of Kildare Road and Clonard Road for traffic in both directions. This would prevent general through traffic. However buses, taxis and cyclists' movements will remain unrestricted along Kildare Road. Eastbound traffic would be directed along Clonard Road, through Down Patrick Road onto Bangor Road. Westbound traffic would also be directed up Clonard Road onto the Crumlin Road. Cyclists would proceed from Kildare Road to Clogger Road and be redirected along Slin Road. From Slin Road, cyclists would travel along Down Patrick Road and on Sundrive Road. On Sundrive Road, a new cycle lane in both directions is to be provided between the junction of Down Patrick Road and Crumlin Road. At the junction between Crumlin Road and Herberton Road, it is proposed to modify the existing layout to improve the curb alignments and provide improved pedestrian crossing facilities. On the Crumlin Road between Herberton Road and Dolphin Road it is proposed to maintain one bus lane and one general traffic lane in both directions. There is insufficient road width on this section to provide dedicated cycle tracks. 2.2.4 Dolphin Road to Christchurch Place, Dolphin's Barn, Cork Street, St. Luke's Avenue, Dean Street, Patrick Street, Nicholas Street, Christchurch Place, page 13. Between Dolphin Road and South Circular Road, it is intended to provide one bus lane, one general traffic lane and one cycle track in both directions. To improve bus priority at the South Circular Road junction, it is proposed to introduce a left turn ban in both directions. To make this turning movement, drivers will be directed down Ruabenn Road and onto Heraldville Avenue or onto Parnell Dolphin Road. Between South Circular Road and RD Street and on along Dean Street it is proposed to have one bus lane, one general traffic lane and one cycle track in both directions. It is also intended to upgrade the RD Street junction with improved pedestrian facilities. It is proposed to modify the Kevin Street-Dean Street junction to facilitate improved cycleway facilities. There is currently insufficient road width on Dean Street to facilitate bus lanes but bus priority from Street Luke's Avenue will be maintained with a new bus-only signal. Between Dean Street Junction and Christchurch Place it is proposed to have one bus lane, one general traffic lane and one cycle track in both directions. The cross-section would be accommodated by removing the central median and realigning the existing curb line. Some on-street loading bays will be maintained between Bride Road and Bull Alley Street. On Christchurch Place the route will join the prevailing traffic management regime in the city centre. 2.3 Key Facts. Bullet approximate number of properties that may be impacted, 220. Bullet approximate number of on-street parking spaces that may be removed, 20. Bullet approximate number of roadside trees that may be removed, 50. Bullet approximate route length, 11 km. Bullet approximate new cycle lane length, 5 km. Bullet current bus journey time, up to 80 minutes. Bullet boost connects journey time, 35-40 minutes. Bullet future bus journey time without boost connects, 100 minutes plus. Challenges and mitigations, section 3, page 14. 3.1 The challenges. It's important to acknowledge that the choices required to deliver this step change in the performance of the bus system will be difficult. However, the decision-making needs to be done now and not postponed until the problem is far greater. Some of the decisions may be hard, but they are being made because we believe that these plans have the potential to fundamentally transform the way public transport works in Dublin. Our challenge now is to respond to the needs of a modern city by providing a fit-for-purpose bus system, built on a streetscape that dates back centuries. Needless to say, the streets were not designed to move the number of people that now need to travel in and out of the city each day. Some of the city's inner suburbs date back to Victorian times, with road layouts suited to more modest levels of traffic than we see today. Bullet, we will need to widen roads. Bullet, we will have to convert current traffic lanes to bus lanes. Bullet, we will need to restrict on-street parking. Bullet, we will need to remove trees or parts of front gardens. Not all the impacts will be felt equally, and some locations will require more changes than others. Over the years, those modifications that were easier to implement, the ones that caused little or no disruption, have been made. This means that there are no longer any simple changes which we can make that would generate meaningful benefits. If we don't decide to make these changes now, then we need to accept that Dublin will become increasingly congested and a less attractive place to live and work, both for us now and for future generations. 3.2 Potential impacts. 3.2.1 Traffic changes. By creating more priority for buses and cycling, there will be changes to how traffic currently moves around the streets. On some corridors, certain roads may become one way, new bus-only sections will be introduced, and in some places general traffic will have to take new routes in and out of the city. Additional cycle routes will be built, generally segregated from vehicular traffic, and pedestrian crossings will be added and moved in some areas. 3.2.2 Land take. Because there is so little unused space along these busy roads, it will often not be possible to accommodate the bus lanes and cycle lanes in the width available. In order to achieve the required space, it will be necessary, in places, to acquire parts of front gardens, driveways and land in front of commercial properties to allow the bus and cycle lanes to be provided. This would require rebuilding new garden walls and driveways a short distance back from the existing road boundary. 3.2.3 Reduction of on-street parking and loading facilities. Because the roads that need widening travel through residential and business areas, there will be a need to reduce the amount of on-street parking and loading facilities to accommodate the new layout. 3.2.4 Removal of trees, page 15. As with the need to remove some parts of front gardens and footpaths, there will be also be a need to remove trees along some of the corridors. 3.2.5 Roadworks and construction sites. Widening roads and building bus and cycle lanes requires construction work. There will be excavation of the existing roads, plus parts of gardens and footpaths where needed. There will be resurfacing, curbing, replanting and landscaping. As with any work site and roadworks, there will be a certain level of noise, dust and temporary traffic diversions. 3.3 How we will address those challenges, page 16. Obviously, these challenges and impacts are significant. Every feasible option is being looked at to minimize the disruption to people, their property and the wider local community. Where there is simply no viable alternative, and where we know we have to remove trees, portions of gardens, driveways or parking, we will ensure appropriate mitigation measures are put in place, wherever practicable. As part of this public consultation, potentially impacted property owners will be contacted directly by them, and a direct dialogue will commence. As each individual property owner will have specific and personal issues, there will be a dedicated liaison team to engage with this group on an individual basis. There are principles for mitigation, statutory compensation and reparation which will be adhered to by them as part of the statutory planning process. However, below are some of the measures that we envisage will be included. This list is not exhaustive, and we anticipate that there will be other measures that will need to be put in place. 3.3.1 Traffic changes. Where general traffic is diverted and rerouted, adequate signage and road markings will be provided for people to find their way. Measures will be implemented to ensure that ratrons do not emerge as a consequence of the rerouted traffic. Also, local access will be maintained when new bus-only sections or one-way systems are brought in for residents and commercial properties. 3.3.2 Land take. Where lands, such as parts of gardens and driveways, are being acquired for widening, we will purchase the portion of front gardens and driveways from property owners. ensure new landscaping and replanting of the gardens, reinstatement of driveways as well as providing compensation for the garden and driveway portion loss and disruption. Where private and public walls or fencing are removed, we will rebuild new garden walls and replace fencing where gardens have been affected and shortened. Also, where public or commercial walls and fencing have been taken, they will be rebuilt and replaced. 3.3.3 On-street parking and loading facilities, page 17. Where there is a loss of on-street parking and loading facilities, we will seek to provide, where feasible, alternative arrangements close by for residents and businesses. 3.3.4 Trees. Where trees are removed from roadsides and footpaths, we will put in place a comprehensive replanting program. This program will use mature or semi-mature ready-grown trees where appropriate and, where it is feasible, plant them as close as possible to the original locations. 3.3.5 Urban Center Improvements. We will look for areas along the busy corridors where it is possible to improve the existing local spaces and the existing landscaping. It is important to use this opportunity to not only replace what is removed but to enhance the local areas. To do so, we will consult with the local authorities on such urban center improvements and collectively seek to create attractive local environments. 3.3.6 Roadworks and Construction Sites. During the construction stages, the construction sites will be localized and managed on a road-by-road basis. The size of each work site and the hours of working will have to take into consideration the residential nature of many of the roads. Traffic management will be very important to keep the traffic moving and ensuring local access for people and deliveries is always maintained. The process for the acquisition of land, section 4, page 18. Where the potential for impacts on private lands have been identified, the following process applies. Q4 2018, Q2 2019. We will issue information letters, not formal compulsory purchase order CPO notifications, to potentially impacted landowners and or occupiers along each core bus corridor. Potentially impacted includes, for example, the acquisition of parts of front gardens, walls, fences, gates, driveways and the rebuilding of same to make way for street widening. The intention of this is to start a direct dialogue between TA and the potentially impacted parties. During 2019, to prepare the statutory planning documentation, the project design and environmental impact assessment will be progressed. During this time, TA will endeavor to minimize impacts on private lands. Direct dialogue between TA and potentially impacted parties will continue to understand the likely impact of the proposed development and what arrangements can be made to minimize and, where possible, avoid those impacts. End of 2019, start of 2020, TA will finalize the statutory planning documentation and will serve formal notice on the actual impacted owners of land proposed to be compulsorily purchased for the project. It will make a formal application to and board Plianala for confirmation to compulsorily purchase necessary lands for purposes of constructing upgraded bus lanes and bike lanes. During 2020, and board Plianala will consider the planning application. There will be a period of statutory public consultation to allow those notified as being subject to CPO and the public at large to make submissions and or objections to and board Plianala. This will be followed by an oral hearing by and board Plianala if deemed necessary. The statutory process will conclude with a decision by and board Plianala on whether to 1. Approve the application, approve with conditions, or refuse the application, and 2. Confirm, amend, or reject the CPO. From 2021 onwards, if and board Plianala grants approval, TA will commence valuations and negotiations to acquire the lands in the CPO and progress construction of the project. The construction of each core bus corridor will take up to 2 years to complete. The construction start dates for each of the 16 corridors will be managed over the period 2021 through 2027. 4.1 How the project will progress, how and when to get involved, page 20. Graphic of timelines between engagement during 2018 and 2019, as well as statutory process in 2020. In 2018, there was confirmation of emerging preferred route, bullet consultation on emerging preferred route Q4 2018-Q2 2019, bullet finalization of emerging preferred route Q2 2019. In 2019, there will be preparation of statutory application, bullet optimes engineering design. Bullet prepare environmental impact assessment report. Bullet define property requirements and prepare CPO. In 2020, statutory process will be bullet submission of statutory planning application to and board Plianala. Bullet statutory consultation in accordance with the legislative requirements. Bullet and board Plianala deliberators, including an oral hearing where required. Bullet and board Plianala to approve the application, approve with conditions, or refuse the application and confirm, amend or reject the CBO. 4.1 How the project will progress. How and when to get involved. Continued. Page 21. In 2021 to 2027 acquisition overview, construction commences on a phased basis. Each corridor upgrade will take up to 2 years to complete. Start of property acquisition and construction. Bulletin 2 formally requests a compensator's claim from the CBO affected parties and discussions commence about valuation. Bullet affected party appoints profession value to prepare and submit a compensation claim to MTA. Bullet on reaching agreement, compensation is paid, otherwise the matter may be referred by either party to the property arbitrator to assess compensation. Bullet acquisition is finalized. Bullet in parallel MTA will progress the construction of the core bus corridors. How to take part in the public consultation section 5 page 22. Please remember that the plans that we are publishing are proposals and that no final decision has been made on these matters in advance of the public consultation. We welcome all of your views. Where you do not like a proposal, please consider suggesting an alternative solution or other option for consideration. But do bear in mind that bus transport is, and will continue to be, the main form of public transport for most areas of the Dublin region, and an alternative of providing an underground rail system is simply not a viable option for most parts of Dublin. 5.1 Potential impacted lands. If your property is potentially impacted by the proposals, a letter will have been hand-delivered to the property and details of how to engage with them are detailed in that letter. A dedicated property liaison representative will be available to meet with individual property owners and provide regular updates on the project. 5.2 General queries. The project website www.busconnects.ie has a dedicated section for the core bus corridor project. Users can access the site to find out more about the project and download copies of the key studies that have been carried out. General queries can be directed to a dedicated free phone 1800 303 653 or by email to cbcboostconnects.ie. 5.3 How to engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the proposals set out in this public consultation document. Written submissions and observations may be made by online, through the online form in the public consultation section of the core bus corridor page on our website, www.boostconnects.ie, or by email to cbcboostconnects.ie, or by post to core bus corridor project. National Transport Authority Dunsinane Harcourt Lane Dublin 2D02WT20. Appendices Index and Route Maps Section 6 page 24. Green Hills to City Centre page 25 and 47. 26. Note, the following are descriptions of maps by Ordnance Survey Ireland Government of Ireland. All rights reserved. License number 00082118 National Transport Authority. Index map of Green Hills to City Centre including nodes from Tallaght, Ballymount, Green Hills, Drimna, Crumlin, Rolto, Dolphins Barn, The Liberties to Christchurch. Map 1 Emerging Preferred Route page 27. Cookstone Way, Belgard Square West and South at Junction existing roundabout to be converted to fully signalized junction with pedestrian facilities, no left turn sign RAS 013 before Belgard Square West, no right turn sign RAS 012 before Belgard Square West except buses and proposed raised table at Belgard Square West. Map 2 Emerging Preferred Route page 28. Belgard Square West to Old Blessington Road parking permitted RAS 018 no left turn sign RAS 013, and no right turn sign RAS 012 except buses on both roads. New indented bus bays on Belgard Square West. Map 3 Emerging Preferred Route page 29. Belgard Square West, existing roundabout to be converted to fully signalized junction with pedestrian facilities with bus only signal. Map 4 Emerging Preferred Route page 30. Belgard Square North to Belgard Road, it. No right turn sign RAS 012, proposed new boundary possible land acquisition at Belgard Square and Belgard Road, existing traffic lane converted to contraflow bus lane at IT Access Road. Map 5 Emerging Preferred Route page 31. IT, existing traffic lane converted to contraflow bus lane, parking bays as per existing layout at Willow Road to Westland Park. Map 6 Emerging Preferred Route page 32. IT Access Road onto Green Hills Road proposed new boundary possible land acquisition, existing IT entrance to be converted to fully signalized junction with pedestrian facilities, existing bridge structure to be modified. Map 7 Emerging Preferred Route page 33. Green Hills Road to Hibernian Industrial Estate at Arton Road proposed new boundary possible land acquisition, existing junction to be upgraded to provide bus priority fully signalized with pedestrian facilities, potential upgrades traffic signals to facilitate access to proposed development on eastern side of Green Hills Road at Hibernian Industrial Estate. Map 8 and Map 8 Emerging Preferred Route Page 34. Green Hills Road to Maybury Road proposed new boundary possible land acquisition, existing junction to be upgraded to provide bus priority fully signalized with pedestrian facilities at Maybury Road. Map 9 Emerging Preferred Route Page 35. Green Hills Road to Castletimon Road sharing local realignment of Green Hills Road through open space with no left turn sign RAS 013, an existing signalized junction converted to priority control junction at Castletimon Road. New vehicle turning area at Old Green Hills Road. Map 10 Emerging Preferred Route Page 36. Green Hills Road, Tree Park Road to Timon Lane new toucan crossing at Tree Park Road. No right turn sign RAS 012 and no entry RAS 050 at Old Green Hills Road with new one-way entrance. Map 11 Emerging Preferred Route Page 37. Green Hills Road, Bully Mount Road Upper, Timon Park proposed new boundary possible land acquisition consideration will be given to widening M50 overbridge. Queue relocation facility before Timon Park. Map 12 Emerging Preferred Route Page 38. Green Hills Road, Bully Mount Avenue proposed new boundary possible land acquisition, new road link connecting Green Hills Road to Bully Mount Avenue, closed Green Hills Road to traffic, new pedestrian link to Kedeen Park and new toucan crossing and new vehicle turning area at Green Hills Road. Map 13 Emerging Preferred Route Page 39. Bully Mount Avenue to Carmount Road at junction existing roundabout to be converted to fully signalized junction with pedestrian facilities, proposed new boundary possible land acquisition, at Bully Mount Avenue. Map 14 Emerging Preferred Route Page 40. Carmount Road to Green Hills Road at junction proposed new boundary possible land acquisition, new road link connecting Carmount Avenue to Green Hills Road. Map 15 Emerging Preferred Route Page 41. Carmount Road, Carmount Avenue at junction existing priority junction converted to a fully signalized junction with pedestrian facilities at Carmount Avenue. Map 16 Emerging Preferred Route Page 42. Carmount Road continued at junction proposed new boundary possible land acquisition, new road link connecting Green Hills Road to Carmount Road, new toucan crossing and new vehicle turning area. Map 17 Emerging Preferred Route Page 43. Green Hills Road at junction proposed new boundary possible land acquisition, access arrangements to be revised. Map 18 Emerging Preferred Route Page 44. Green Hills Road to Walkinstone Roundabout at junction upgrade existing roundabout and propose new boundary possible land acquisition on Green Hills Road and Walkinstone Road. Map 19 Emerging Preferred Route Page 45. Walkinstone Road, Walkinstone Drive and Thomas More Road propose new boundary possible land acquisition, no right turn sign RAS 012 on Walkinstone Road. Map 20 Emerging Preferred Route Page 45. Walkinstone Road to Long Mile Road propose new boundary possible land acquisition, no right turn signs RAS 012 on Walkinstone Road. Tie into Clonork into Drimner CBS proposed scheme on Long Mile Road. Map 21 Emerging Preferred Route Page 46. Walkinstone Road to Long Mile Road, to Drimner Road, on Long Mile Road, existing junction to be upgraded to provide bus priority fully signalized with pedestrian facilities. Proposed new boundary possible land acquisition, no right turn signs RAS 012 on Drimner Road. Tie into Clonork into Drimner CBS proposed scheme on Long Mile Road. Map 22 Emerging Preferred Route Page 47. Drimner Road, St. Mary's Drive, Arigal Road, on Drimner Road, existing on-street parking to be removed, proposed new boundary possible land acquisition. Map 23 Emerging Preferred Route Page 48. Drimner Road, Crumlin Road, Kildare Road, on Crumlin Road at Rafters Road proposed new boundary possible land acquisition and quiet cycle route shared with local traffic on Kildare Road. Map 24 Emerging Preferred Route Page 49. Crumlin Road, Ruffu Road to Ivy Gardens and Windmill Road on Crumlin Road proposed new boundary possible land acquisition. Map 25 Emerging Preferred Route Page 50. Crumlin Road, Clonard Road to Brickfield Drive, on Crumlin Road proposed new boundaries possible land acquisition at Guinness Rugby Club, at Clonard Road, Bangor Drive and in front of Crumlin College for further education. Map 26 Emerging Preferred Route Page 51. Kildare Road to Windmill Road, Cashel Road Junction, on Kildare Road refer to Map 41 for alternative traffic routes. Kildare Road, quiet cycle route shared with local traffic and existing junction to Burialimbe Road widening required at Cashel Road Junction. Map 27 Emerging Preferred Route Page 52. Kildare Road, Clonard Road to Bangor Road, on Clonard Road roundabout no entry RAS 050 except buses, taxis and bicycles, Refer to Map 41 for alternative traffic routes. Kildare Road Quiet Cycle Route shared with local traffic at Cashel Road Junction. Map 28 Emerging Preferred Route Page 53. Kildare Road, Sale Road, Clogger Road, On Sale Road existing junction to Burial End and upgraded to fully signalized junction. Quiet Cycle Route shared with local traffic and tie into existing Schmied Clogger Road. Map 29 Emerging Preferred Route Page 54. Down Patrick Road to Sundrive Road tie into existing Schmied Clogger Road. Map 30 Emerging Preferred Route Page 55. Crumlin Road to Sundrive Road, Herberton Road existing junction to be modified to provide improved alignments and pedestrian facilities. Proposed new boundaries possible land acquisition speed limit of 30 on Crumlin Road at junction. Map 31 Emerging Preferred Route Page 56. Crumlin Road to Dolphin Road, Grand Canal speed limit of 30 on Crumlin Road at junction. Map 32 Emerging Preferred Route Page 57. Dolphins Barn, South Circular Road, Coombe Hospital no left turn signs from 013 at South Circular Road Junction. Road widening required at the Coombe Hospital. Map 33 Emerging Preferred Route Page 58. Cork Street, Emerald Square, to Marrowbone Lane no change. Map 34 Emerging Preferred Route Page 59. Cork Street, Brickfield Lane, to Ormond Street no change. Map 35 Emerging Preferred Route Page 60. Cork Street, RD Street to Street. Luke's Avenue existing junction to be upgraded with improved pedestrian facilities at RD Street. Map 36 Emerging Preferred Route Page 61. Street. Luke's Avenue, to Dean Street and Street. Patrick's Street bus only signal on Street. Luke's Avenue, junction amended to left out only on Francis Street. Road widening required on St. Patrick's Street, at St. Patrick's Close and Bull Alley. Link to proposed scheme image to City Centre CBC. Map 37 Emerging Preferred Route Page 62. Patrick Street to Christchurch Place on Patrick Street existing traffic lane converted to a new bus lane and road widening required central median to be removed with existing traffic lane converted to a new bus lane on Nicholas Street. Road widening required on St. Patrick's Street, at St. Patrick's Close and Bull Alley. Link to proposed scheme Le Fay Valley to City Centre CBC. Map 38 Emerging Preferred Route Page 60. Bunting Road to Harty Lane and Wallace Road no change. Map 39 Emerging Preferred Route Page 61. Bunting Road to Borth Road, Bunting Road Park no change. Map 40 Emerging Preferred Route Page 62. Bunting Road, Street. Agnes Road St. Mary's Road no change. Map 41 Alternative Traffic Routes Page 63. Alternative Traffic Routes Kildare Road. Legend. Through general traffic will be limited along Kildare Road at the junction with Clonard where it will not be permitted to pass the junction with Clonard Road. The restrictions will not be applied to buses, cycles or taxis. Green arrows show that local westbound traffic may divert via Bangor Road, Old County Road and Windermill Road. Blue arrows show that local eastbound access traffic may divert via Clonard Road, Old County Road and Bangor Road. Red arrows show that through general traffic may divert via Crumlin Road and Sundrive Road. No access arrows show that no general traffic permitted in the direction indicated. Adara's Nyesjuntalampere National Transport Authority Dunsane Harcourt Lane Dublin 2D02WT20. www.boostconnects.ie. Project Ireland 2040 Building Ireland's Future.